You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
We don't really think about it, but our planet might as well be a universe all its own. There are still parts of Earth that have yet to be seen with human eyes. For example, much of the ocean still hasn't been explored. And there are even islands where no man has stepped foot. And in those areas are flora and fauna we cannot comprehend. Louis Deloitte thought he'd found such a place in South America in 1920. But what he discovered was more than he bargained for. Deloitte was a Swiss geologist, and in 1917, he started traveling through South America as part of an oil survey. He'd been joined by a crew of 20 men, but that number had dwindled since the start of their journey. They had faced a number of hardships, including run-ins with hostile indigenous peoples and devastating diseases. Several members had even disappeared in the mountains. By 1920, there were only 4 men left. The group had set up camp one night by Colombia's Tara River when they noticed something along the banks. 2 creatures had emerged nearby, and they were getting closer. They were almost 5 feet tall and covered in red fur, and they looked like large apes, only they were walking upright on 2 legs, like a human. One was a male, the other was a female. As the pair inched toward the camp, it was clear they had not come in peace. The creatures started making loud noises and throwing their feces at the crew. Scared and angry, the men picked up their guns and fired. Both apes were hit, but only the female died. The male ran back into the woods to nurse his wounds and was never seen again. Deloitte examined the creature that lay at his feet. It didn't look like any ape he had seen before. On the surface, it had features like a spider monkey's, but it was much larger and had no tail. And while most monkeys only have 32 teeth in their mouths, this one had 36. Deloitte and the other men propped the animal up on a crate in a seated position. They wedged a long stick under its chin to keep it from falling over, and then photos were taken before the creature was skinned and its skull was removed. Any scientist would have been excited to share this discovery with the world. A brand new species of ape had been found along the coast of South America, and Louis Deloitte was about to be famous. Except he wasn't. Not at first. He sat on the news for a number of years, refusing to tell a soul about what he'd seen. Plus, much of his evidence had been lost before he'd made it back home. All that remained was a single photograph of the ape. It wasn't until 1928 when his friend George Montandon found what had nearly been forgotten. He was a professor of anthropology and was paging through Deloitte's notebook when he came across a photo tucked inside. He'd seen plenty of apes and monkeys throughout his career, but this one was much different than the others, and he knew it needed to be seen. It looked like Deloitte had discovered what other scientists had only theorized about, the missing link. The two men worked together and had stories about the ape published in several newspapers. Montandon also submitted a paper to the French Academy of Sciences, dubbing the creature the Amaranthropoides loisi. It was the biggest scientific discovery of the day. At least, it was supposed to be. As soon as other scientists and naturalists got a look at the animal in the photo, they started asking questions. How big was it really? Where did its tail go? Why did it look so much like a spider monkey? Eventually, the answers weren't good enough, and both Deloitte and Montandon were labeled frauds. The final nail in the coffin, though, came in 1962. That year, Dr. Enrique Tejera sent a letter to the editor of a Spanish-language magazine, a letter that wasn't published until 1999. In it, he explained how he knew Deloitte's ape was a hoax, writing, "Mr. Montandon said that the monkey had no tail. That is for sure, but he forgot to mention something. It has no tail because it was cut off. I can assure you this, gentlemen, because I saw the amputation. Deloise died of syphilis in 1935. He was barely 42 and left behind a legacy of deception. Montandon didn't fare much better. When he wasn't fabricating hoaxes, he was pushing eugenics ideas and working with the Nazis. He was executed in 1944 for betraying his country. It seems that the French Resistance didn't tolerate monkey business of any kind. This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier. And these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The world is full of natural wonders. We actually have a list of 7 of the most impressive ones, which was compiled by CNN in 1997. They are the Northern Lights, the Grand Canyon, the Great Barrier Reef, Mount Everest, the harbor of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, Zimbabwe's Victoria Falls, and Paricutin, a volcano in Mexico. These are bucket list level phenomena, places that people travel thousands of miles to see. But there's another lesser known location that's just as mysterious and breathtaking. It's called Mosquito Bay, which I know is not a particularly enticing name. It is not named after the blood-sucking insects that we all know and hate. It's named after a pirate ship that once sailed through the area. Mosquito Bay is located on the southeast edge of Vieques, which is a tiny island about 7 miles off the coast of Puerto Rico. By day, the waters there look perfectly normal, but when the sun sets, things get curious. The water glows neon blue in the darkness. There's an entire tourism industry around the glowing bay. However, there are also a lot of rules that visitors have to follow. For example, tour guides can't use motorboats to take people out on the water. They can only use kayaks. Plus, tourists can't swim in the bay. The closest they can get is just dipping a hand in. And despite being called Mosquito Bay, there is absolutely no bug spray allowed, at least not the kind that contains a chemical called DEET. If you're wondering why all these restrictions exist, it's because the bay's neon blue light depends on it. You see, Mosquito Bay glows because the water is home to billions of microscopic single-celled organisms called dinoflagellates, which just happen to be bioluminescent. Now, bioluminescence occurs when a living organism's body gives off light as the result of an internal chemical reaction. The most common example of this is fireflies. Everyone knows them. But there are all kinds of species that glow, including certain types of bacteria, worms, starfish, jellyfish, and even sharks. So bioluminescence isn't actually that rare. However, Mosquito Bay is unique because of the sheer number of glowing organisms it contains. For every gallon of water, there's an estimated 700,000 dinoflagellates. Over time, they've gotten trapped inside the bay and become accustomed to feeding off nutrients from the surrounding mangrove trees. Still, these tiny glowing creatures are very sensitive to changes in their environment. Other bioluminescent bays have been destroyed by humans in the past, hence all the rules visitors have to follow. The fast movement and fuel exhaust from motorboats can't kill them. Swimmers aren't allowed in the water because human sweat, saliva, and urine can throw off the marine ecosystem. And bug spray containing DEET is the biggest problem of all. It could actually wipe out the microorganism that makes the bay so beautiful. Thanks to these conservation efforts, people have been able to experience this natural wonder without hurting it. In 2006, Guinness World Records named Mosquito Bay the brightest bioluminescent bay on Earth. But a decade later, in 2017, disaster struck. And it wasn't anyone's fault. Hurricane Maria decimated large portions of Puerto Rico, including Vieques and Mosquito Bay. For the first time in recent memory, the glowing bay went dark. And people feared that the dinoflagellates had all been killed or wouldn't return. But then, 18 months later, the bay's signature glow slowly began to come back. It seemed the microorganisms were recovering, and soon the water actually glowed brighter than it ever had before. These days, the bioluminescent creatures are alive and well, and people who visit the bay say it's one of the most magical places they have ever seen. In 2020, Condé Nast named Mosquito Bay as one of its 7 wonders of the world. So who knows? Maybe one day the glowing waters will earn a spot on CNN's official list. Until then, Mosquito Bay remains a uniquely bright spot on Earth.
I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious. Thank you.